We are at CMT in Stuttgart. Our guest today is Christian Günther from BBCD. Welcome. And we have just a few questions for you. Can you give us some numbers about your organization? For example, how many campsites are in Germany and how much of them are part of your organization?
Yes, we are the National Association of German Campsites, but so this is a little bit different like in other countries. You know, Germany is a nation with 16 federal states, and we have 11 federal associations because of the big cities, they have no own association. And we are like the roof association of Germany. And in all these 11 federal associations, we have around 1,100 campsites. And this is a little bit more than 40% of the German campsites are in our association. But there's no other association for campsites in Germany.
What kind of services and benefits do you offer to your members?
Yeah, we have, I would say, three topics, main topics in our work. The first is lobby work to the politicians that we're doing. We, for example, in Corona, the interest to open or never forget about the camping industry. That's one topic. The other topic is, of course, we help them. We consult them about new trends, about new solutions, new laws, etc. And the third, it's a little bit special, like in other countries, we do also marketing. We have an own internet portal for them. We host, we print better, a camping guide with German campsites in it, and be like here in Stuttgart on exhibitions. And also we built up a booking channel manager for camping.
Do you also organize some visits in other countries for your members to campsites?
We, the National Association, don't do it, but the Federal Association organizes trips like Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg. Last year they organized a trip to Slovenia and visit Slovenia or the northern countries, the northern states. They visit, for example, campsites in the Netherlands or in Denmark, and on this area they organize this.
And can you give us some results of the last season and what are your expectations for the next one, for 2023?
Yeah, in the last season, it was a new record season for German camping industry. We had around 40 million overnight stays on German campsites. And it was a little bit surprising. We didn't expect it because of the Corona crisis and the Ukrainian war. Because we have big energy crisis in Germany as well and big inflation. So it was surprising, and it's the highest number ever, and it's 10-11% more than in 2019 before Corona. So it's a big success, and for this year, 2023, we have a little bit mixed feeling, but it seems it will be a really good season, maybe a new record in Germany.
And how is the glamping phenomenon perceived in Germany? Have you any numbers?
Yeah, it's for me a difficult topic. I miss a clear definition what is glamping, what is not glamping, and because of the missing definition, it's hard to calculate numbers for it. But we make the research, and in Germany we have around 30,000 rental objects on campsite, but of course not all of them are glamping. But for me, it's a part of the business that was a trend of the last years, and I think it's continue, the trend continue, and it will be forever a part of the camping business.
So in some ways, as an observer of this market, what are the biggest trends that you saw in this post-COVID era?
I think there's a big main trend in general in tourism, that the most customers don't want travel in big groups. And I think the whole camping industry, not just in Germany, in whole Europe, will participate on this. It's a big advantage for our business, and especially of the customers. I see that they don't book 1 year for the next year. They waiting, they're waiting how things develop, and for them it's really necessary that they have the option to cancel for free. Yeah, that because they see we had not just Corona, now we have the war, things can change really quick, and I think they want to have every time the opportunity to cancel their trip. Yeah, for our business sometimes hard, because some of them of course cancel if the weather is bad, but it's part of the camping business. But I think the campsites must find solution for this changing of the customers.
So there is a new wave of campers. Do you think their needs are different from the past?
I think not much, but we had a university in Germany make last year a research of old camper and new camper. And there was one topic that is different. The old camper, they are more in communities. They come on the campsite, they want to talk and chat with other campers. And a lot of the new campers, no, they won't camp. The contact with other campers, it's not important for them. And some of them don't want contact with other campers. I think it's also necessary for the campsites, for the way how they offer their pitches. There must be some pitches where groups of campers can be in contact together, close together, and some other areas of the campsites where is more space between the pitches, that the campers can feel alone and don't have big contact with other campers.
Sustainability is a widespread word in the open air sector. Do you think that the campsite, is it an important word, an important theme today?
Yeah, I think, in my opinion, it was every time in the camping business really important. You know, we are the greenest form of traveling, and the nature is a big part of the camping product. So I think there's no campsite who don't think sustainability. But I think what I see, what we must be more in the focus is about the material of our rental objects, and also, of course, the cars of our customers. Yeah, we must take care more of this, that there's a higher recycling rate of the material.
With the car electrification, the need for charging point is increasing. But what about electric RVs? Do you think campsites are ready to welcome them, or they have to rethink their internal electrical distribution?
Yeah, there are two parts. One part is where are the electric RVs? I don't see them in the market. And we're missing a strategy from the politics. And if we would find this strategy, we could create an own strategy for the camping business to make the camping park ready. And for the future, I think we will have another big question. Now we talk just about wall boxes on the pitches. Is this really necessary? I think in the future, a lot of RVs, because of the big space they have on the roof, they can produce their own electricity with photovoltaic. And also we must think about mobile solutions like a power bank, like we have on the mobile phone, a power bank for the mobile phone. You can also have a power bank for the cars that you can rent on the reception of the campsite, go to your pitch, charge your car and bring it back. I don't think that we need a wall box on every pitch. And this would be an easy solution. And I think it's more for our business to work on this solution than just to think we need wall boxes on every pitch.
At European level, the pitches number is decreasing. How is the situation in Germany?
In Germany, we have no big change of the numbers of pitches. Every year, we have around 20 or 30 new campsites in Germany. But the number of pitches don't change, because in Germany, the pitches, the size of the pitches get bigger. So we have more campsites, but the campsites have smaller, bigger pitches. And that means on every campsite, they have a smaller number of pitches in the end. But the general number of pitches don't change. And I think in the next years, we will have more pitches in Germany in the next 10 years. But it will go slowly. I think in the next 5 years will happen not much, because in Germany it's a long process to build campsites and pitches. But then it will increase.
BVCD is acting in a quite complex open-air world. What are your relationship between the manufacturers and dealers?
Yeah, of course we are every time in contact with the manufacturers. It's really important. I think we all sit in the same boat. We are the same customers, and And for us, it's to talk, to cooperate, to find solutions for the whole market. And I think we have a good trend. It's not just a trend. It's since 10 years in Germany, numbers just going up, just increase. But I think we must change the focus, and we must change the focus and say, and ask ourselves when it's enough. Yeah, the big word, the buzzword, over tourism. I don't like this word, but there's some truth in this word. And also for our business, we must think about when we have enough campers and how we can discuss this question.
And finally, is the campsite numbers in Germany increasing or not? And how it is it easy to open a new one?
Yeah, like I told before, it's increasing, not much. It will increase more, I expect, in the next 10 years. But it's really difficult in Germany, also for big investors, because in every federal state in Germany, we have a different building act, a different law for campsites. That makes the things really complicated. And also the process for the documents, it's a really long and complicated process. This is what we're working on to make it more quick, to make it also more quick for already existing campsites to increase their number on pitches. But it's a long way in Germany, yes. You need to be patient for it.
Thank you, Mr. Gunther. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
So we will see next time. Thank you for follow us, and see you next time.